This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
How one can be lost. This is our final lesson in this series as we've been examining how one can be lost rather than be saved. Obviously, this is not being preached in an effort so that folks will go down the pathway of being lost. It's being preached in an effort so that folks might realize that they're already on that pathway, recognizing they're on that pathway, and desire to get on the pathway toward salvation by obeying the gospel, by being baptized for the remission of sins based upon a belief and a confession in Christ. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19 and verse 10. Do you know you're lost? Surely you don't want to be lost. But in today's lesson, we're going to see how one can be lost by rejecting Jesus Christ. Or by rejecting Jesus Christ, by accepting others along with Jesus Christ. Sometimes folks think that they can just believe in Jesus Christ and at the same time believe in many other pathways to heaven. No, that's not an option. If one wants to believe in Jesus, if one wants to be right with God, one must choose Jesus and Jesus alone. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way." Notice, Jesus does not say, "I am among many of the ways." That's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, "I," singular, "am the," singular, "way." Jesus is the way. Not any other religious leader is. If Jesus is the way, Muhammad is not the way. If Jesus is the way, Joseph Smith is not the way. If Jesus is the way, the Pope is not the way. If Jesus is the way, the Hindu god Vishnu is not the way. If Jesus is the way, Confucius is not the way. If Jesus is the way, Buddha is not the way. Jesus cannot be the way along with those other religious leaders, and Jesus is not going to be the way if those religious leaders are all sought, with Jesus being excluded. Whether Jesus is included with all those religious leaders or Jesus is just totally excluded, that is not Jesus being the way. Jesus says, "He is the way." Notice he goes on, "the truth." Sometimes folks have the idea that we can have Jesus and then we can have additions to the truth. In other words, we can have other books that dictate our laws, such as the Methodist Discipline, which states that it is the law of the Methodist Church. Well, Jesus doesn't say that there are other truths. He says He is the truth. And He's made it very plain that the truth would all be delivered within the generation of those to whom He was speaking. John 16 verse 13, He explains that those of the first century would be guided into all truth. It's all truth. Once all truth has been delivered, is there any more truth to be given that is necessary and needful for us in regards to godliness and eternal life? No. Which is why Peter states in 2 Peter 1 verse 3 that all things, we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. It's all been given to us. So Jesus tells us He is the truth. Not "I am the truth" along with other truths. No. He says He is the truth. Singular. And so if one wants eternal life, then one must accept the truth of Jesus and the truth of Jesus alone. One cannot accept Jesus and other truths that claim to be truth in addition to that which Jesus has delivered as given in the New Testament and still claim to be following Jesus and these others, because Jesus has made it plain that His truth is the only truth. He is the truth. But he goes on, "and the life." Jesus is the life. Now let's think about this. What other religious leaders have been resurrected from the dead? There haven't been. Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead. And that's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. And so Jesus has not only told us that He is the life, but likewise, He has proven to us that He is the life in the fact that He has been resurrected. We should have no other questions. He has made it very plain. And God, the Father, has made it very plain that no one else is to be followed. No one else is to be hearkened to be listened to any longer. Not even prophets of old. Not even those that gave and were involved with the proclaiming of God's law within the Old Testament. In Matthew chapter 17, for example, we see that Jesus is transfigured. And He's transfigured with Moses, and He's transfigured with Elias, as we see in Matthew 17, verse 4. And we see that God the Father states and explaining here those that are with Jesus, God the Father pronounces and declares here that this is His beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Verse 5, hear ye Him. God the Father has said, it is My Son. That is who is to be followed. That is who is to be hearkened to. And we see in Hebrews chapter 1, starting in verse 1, that God in various times and in various manners spoke to men through prophets and through other means. Paraphrasing there. But today He has spoken to us through His Son. The Old Testament, the old prophets, their purpose was to bring about Christ. The old law was to bring about Christ. Christ fulfilled the old law. The old law made it possible for Israel to remain spiritually cleansed and to physically exist until the seed would come. Jesus states in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 17, for example, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Paul explains for us in Galatians chapter 3, for example, that now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. What promise? Well, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, for example, as well as Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18. All the nations of the earth would be blessed through the seed of Abraham. And so that seed had to be preserved. And it was preserved through Israel. And so they remained spiritually cleansed all along, a remnant at least, remained spiritually cleansed. The physical nation continued to exist. And Jesus Christ came out of that seed line. And so God is saying, the Father here in Matthew 17, the Old Testament prophets, Moses, yes, they were My servants, but hear My Son. I am well pleased with My Son. Hear Him. And today, that is who we are to hear. And so life, eternal life, is not given through the Old Testament. Eternal life is not given through the Old Testament prophets and through the law of Moses. Eternal life is given through Jesus Christ. And He has shown it to us in that He has been resurrected. And so the question is Jesus Christ, one, the only one that you are following? And when I say following, I don't mean just saying I'm a fan of Jesus. Jesus says if we want to follow Him, we have to take up our cross daily. Luke 9 verse 23. We have to put our wills to death. We have to say, I'm not going to do it My way. If I'm going to follow you, Jesus, I'm going to do it your way. Jesus tells us if we're ashamed of him and his words. If we are ashamed of the words of Jesus, some folks say, well, I want Jesus, but I don't want the plan. Give me the man, not the plan. Well, Mark tells us in Mark chapter 8 and verse 38 regarding the words of Jesus, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words, Jesus says, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. I don't want Jesus to be ashamed of me, so I don't need to be ashamed of his words. If we want to be lost, then we say we're going to be ashamed of some of Jesus' words, including the words that Jesus states when he makes it plain, he and he only is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. So if one wants to be lost, then he says, I'm going to follow Jesus as well as many other religious leaders. Or I'm going to follow religious leaders or one religious leader, but I'm not going to follow Jesus. That's what one can do if one wants to be lost. But if one wants to be saved, one can follow Jesus and Jesus only by abiding in his words, by living according to his law. And yes, there's a law of Christ, Galatians 6 and verse 2, by walking in the light, 1 John 1 verse 7. Are you following Jesus? If you want to be lost, don't follow him, or follow him along with following others. But if you want to be saved and right with God, follow Jesus. Commit yourself to Jesus.
And thank Jesus you for calling.